I'm Leonard Hitz, and I'm a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. I had the privilege of serving my country in that uniform from July 1965 to July of 1971. High Plains Public Radio has given me the honor of interviewing veterans who have served our country. Today, we are airing an interview with one of my favorite heroes of World War II. He had joined the National Guard in 1939, and when World War II broke out, he was called into the Army. He served in the European theater and as a survivor of the Battle of the Bulge. Martin Huschke. Obviously, you would have been carrying a weapon. You would have had an M1 or a carbine.
Oh, I had an M1 carbine, and I had a 45 pistol. Uh-huh. And I had a. After we got up there a ways, one of the tankers left a sub, Thompson submachine gun, and I grabbed that, and I had that.
So you had just about all the different types of weapons that they could have had,
yeah,
right then.
Yeah, I figured it'd take a while to get me if they tried to shoot me. I don't want to be bragging, but you know that first day up there in combat in France, I told one of my buddies, I said, those damn Krauts aren't smart enough to get me. I'm going to get back to the United States. So that'd be that. Just, you know, it was kind of bragging, but I did. I got back. I never got a... Never got a Purple Heart or anything.
You had determination. Yeah. That's not bragging, Martin.
There was one time back down there where we that one night we dug a trench, foxhole, and it was just wide enough for three guys. And, of course, being the officer, I had to be the brave one. I got slept in the middle because that's usually where the barrage with artillery would... The shrapnel would come, mm-hmm. and sure enough, the shrapnel came in, and that kid laying next to me, he said, I think I'm hit, and I said, well, you can't be, I never heard anything, and so he said, give me your hand, and I did, and he showed me, he felt, I could feel the warm blood, he got hurt, and right in the hip, he got some of that shrapnel. And it just rained. You talk about mud. You never saw any mud in your life. The trucks would get stuck, you know. Mm-hmm. They just had to stay right on the road. And we went clear into from November until December the 16th when the Battle of Bulge was. We were in Germany. We were one of the first divisions that crossed Germany. And we got to Germany, we was fighting just one day, and we got in there about, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 miles. And that's when the Germans started the Battle of Bulge. So then they needed Patton up there to help. And, of course, we backtracked and went up to the Battle of Bulge, and it took us about 2 days. But we were way down there in France when the Battle of Bulge came.
Okay, now, and the Battle of the Bulge was where?
That was in the Ardennes Forest, and it was in the, around Belgium.
Okay.
And Holland, and part of France.
Now, who was it in the Battle of the Bulge that you... Patton went in and kind of liberated the troops at the Battle of the Bulge. Is that correct?
Well, they had, you know, when they attacked it, they just run over the Americans. You know, they captured a lot of the Americans.
Yes.
And we came up there from the south. Like, took 2 days, and it was December the 23rd when we got on the front lines, and we had the 4th Armored go into Bastogne. And the infantry, you know, kept the roads open.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on the side of the road, but the armory would just go up the road, and they got into Bastogne and liberated the people in there, you know, brought them some food and some ammunition.
Now, so when you got to Bastogne, was that kind of the end of the Battle of the Bulge?
Oh, no, we fought some pretty bad...
After that?
Yeah, we had, that was a little town of Marvy. It was southeast of Bastogne, and it was cold,
mm-hmm.
about zero weather. If you ever talk about being cold, we were cold. Anyway, we had real battles right on there, and that's when I got surrounded one day. The troops I was with, we got surrounded by Germans in the forest, but we got away from them. That nobody's got any idea what that Arden forest. It's so thick, you can be 5-10 feet from people and they can't see.
Is that right? Yeah.
And so we got back to the trees and got back to our outfit. And of course, when I got back to the place where the headquarters was, my Jeep was just shattered. It must have been a mortar landed on us.
Really?
So, but now, anyway, yeah, and that was when they called me. Did they want me back at headquarters? And that's when I got a promotion to a lieutenant, a battlefield commissioner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When we got up the next morning, there was an atmosphere of pistol lay over there. It wasn't very far from us, of a German pistol. And I said, I'm going to go over and pick that up. And the darn fool, just before that, a German had came in and surrendered. So I figured he threw it over there. Walked in that dang, picked that pistol up, and I turned around and walked back out. Lo and behold, I had walked right into a minefield.
No.
And that's just lucky all the time. They had those little, they called them jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
They would just hit you right between the legs and just kill you practically. And there was, I walked out, and I just dodged them things, and how I walked in that and picked that pistol up, I'll never know.
Well, I think probably the good Lord was looking over you.
Well, he should have been, I guess, because I had things to do when I got home.
Yeah. It saddens me to report that, like so many of our World War II veterans today, Mr. Hyschke has passed away. But it was my privilege to have known him, be able to interview him, and call him my friend. And it's out of respect for all the brave men who have served our country in uniform that I leave you with three requests. Always remember to show proper respect for our flag. When it passes by, please remove your hat. Place your right hand over your heart and stand at attention. Remember the sacrifices the veterans made so you can live in freedom. And when you see a veteran, thank him for his service. You have no idea what that means. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Leonard Hitz, a veteran.